From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 38 people and wounding many others. The explosions happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. The area is a commercial center that is crowded with laborers looking for work. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. A balcony overlooking the main lobby, that is, of the Indonesian Stock Exchange, collapsed Monday, injuring students. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
This is the scene inside the Indonesian Stock Exchange, just moments after a floor collapse injured at least 70 people. Many of them are university students who were pinned under slabs of concrete. No deaths have been reported, and Jakarta's governor says the cause will be investigated. Police have already ruled out a bomb. Safety standards in Indonesia are often loosely enforced. Last year, over 50 people were killed in a fire at a fireworks factory that was later cited with multiple safety violations. The stock exchange says it will personally pay for the medical expenses of all the visiting students.
Correspondent Matthew LaRotonda, at least six migrants have been found dead off Spain's Canary Islands, according to Spanish police. Five bodies were discovered in an inflatable boat off a beach at Costa Teguise, a popular tourist resort. At least one other migrant picked up by the Spanish Civil Guard police later died. 18 migrants, possibly from the same boat, made it to shore and were later found by police. This is VOA News. South Africa's two top political parties began the year by pledging to restore credibility amid corruption allegations against key leaders. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg that as next year's elections draw closer, South Africa's political players are driving home the message that corruption is their main target.
The ruling African National Congress and embattled President Jacob Zuma have long been accused of corruption. Critics of the government say this has left the state unable to carry out basic duties. But Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, who succeeded Zuma as the ANC's top leader last month, says that will change. The ANC has dominated national politics for a quarter century, but has lost ground in recent years to the opposition Democratic Alliance, which captured three major cities in 2016's municipal polls. Meanwhile, the DA is having its own reckoning, charging Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille with corruption under the party's own disciplinary process. Political analyst Ralph Matega says these events may indicate that the two parties, which often try to cast themselves as each other's antithesis, may not be so different after all. He says he believes both leaders' words are sincere, but notes that they both face challenges in bringing their own parties into line. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
India and Pakistan exchanged gunfire Monday in the disputed Kashmir region, killing several soldiers on both sides. Each blamed the other for starting the altercation, giving its own figures for the number of dead. India claimed its troops killed seven Pakistani soldiers, while one Indian soldier died. Pakistan said four of its soldiers died in Indian firing, while its forces killed three in retaliatory fire. The prime ministers of India and Israel reaffirmed their rapidly warming ties and spoke of the dawn of a new era Monday as the two nations signed agreements spanning areas including defense, agriculture, energy, and trade following talks in New Delhi. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in the Indian capital 6 months after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi set the foundation for an upward swing in ties when he dropped decades of caution and became the first Indian prime minister to visit Israel. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning of an imminent attack on a U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish militia. At a rally on Monday, he told supporters, "We finished our preparations. The operation can start at any time." Turkish forces are massed around the Syrian Idlib enclave that borders Turkey and is controlled by the YPG, a Kurdish militia that Ankara accuses of being linked to an insurgency in Turkey. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.